Seated. So we were going to talk about something. What was that? Can anyone remind me from devotion this morning? Do you remember what today is? What is today?
Friday.
No. Close.
Isn't it like the last Sunday of the new church year?
Of the church year, that's right. And it's also called Christ the King, right? Do you remember talking about that? So we're going to look at how Christ is the King in our gospel reading today. But first we have to know what kings do. So would you guys help me with telling me if this is what a king does? So does a king, when he goes out among the people, does everyone say, "Wow, you're great, we really like you"? Is that typically what happens with a king? Yeah. Does he have a crown, maybe a gold crown? Yeah. What about nice clothes? And then maybe when he sits on his throne, does he have someone to the right and the left of him that can go do things for him? Right. Well, with Jesus, is that what we hear today in the gospel reading? Do you remember? Do you remember hearing any of that? No. Instead of people following him and saying, "Wow, you're really great," they say, "We're really sad for you because you're about to what? Die," right? And instead of wearing a golden crown, what is he wearing? A thorny crown, that's right. And what about his clothes? How much clothing does he have? Not a lot, and it's not very nice. It's just around his waist. And then what about when he's sitting? He's not sitting on a throne, is he? He's on a cross. And who's to the right and left of him? Do you remember? Two criminals. That's right. So is this really Jesus the King? It's not. It actually is. This is Jesus sitting on one of his thrones. But why does God have to do it like that? It seems really weak. Yeah, go ahead. Because he doesn't want us to do that. That's right. And that's what a good king does. He loves his people. And we are his people. You're his people. And so is everyone looking at you. We're all his people. And so we remember that a good king, Christ the King, will love his people so much that he'll even die for them. And so that's what we remember here, the last Sunday of the church year. And next week, we'll get into Advent, and we'll start to think about Christ as the little baby coming to save us. With that, can you fold your hands? And we'll say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son so that he would take our place and that you can show your love to us through him as Christ our King does come to save us on the cross. We ask that you would continue to be with us, especially as we enter this Advent season, and that we would always be brought to mind the love you have for us. And all the children said,
Amen. Amen.